Step three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Well, what principle was that?
Surrender.
Surrender and trust. Step three. What is it freedom from? Bondage of self. Oh my God, do I need that. Okay, today, what do I do that? You know, what do I do? Well, I found in one of my readings that he talked about a mantra. And a mantra of just what you think or you say as your higher power's name. You know, that living being, that spiritual part, that whatever that is. And you can take it from your childhood of what that was. It could be Jesus, it could be Allah. It could be anything that represents that to you. And when you repeat this as a mantra in your head, when your head is crazy, oh my God, that is so helpful to me. That mantra. I'm obsessing on the way to work of something. I am, you know, as I said last night, I touched on that a little bit. I teach seniors wellness. Actually, my whole focus now is teaching seniors Tai Chi. And I'll be in there and, you know, I need to be paying attention. I need to be assessing what's happening to these people. I need to know what's going on in this room. And I'm obsessing over whatever, you know, something that happened at home on my way to work. The mantra brings me back. It always brings me back. My higher power never fails me. Serenity prayer. How many times have we heard people say, I just said the serenity prayer over and over? And that is my act of turning my will and my life over to the care of my higher power. And it is an act of surrender. Works miracles. We all know about those miracles.